Okay, today's daf is Arachin daf Yud Dalid. We are beginning Be'ezras Hashem, the third parak of Maseches Arachin today. So we are going to pick up with the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank Dr. Landerer so much for the continued sponsorship of the daf Yomi. So on daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the Mishnah is first going to talk about, and it's going to really set the stage for the next series of Mishnayos, how you have certain halachos that could sometimes be a kula and sometimes be a chumra, meaning naturally what we would have assumed, the halacha would have been something that would depend on the situation. But the Torah is koveya a set amount for certain halachos, and because the Torah is koveya that amount, it sometimes turns out to be a kula, sometimes turns out to be a chumra. The reason we're talking about this topic is because arachin is the first example of such things, that if you were to give the value of a person, sometimes it would depend on the person himself, on who he is and what he can do for you. But an erech is always going to be a consistent amount. So sometimes that's a kula, and sometimes that is a chumra. No matter, it's the Gemara's first discussion after the Mishnah is going to be why it is that the Mishnah gives an example of the most valuable Jew and the least valuable Jew. Why not talk about the most valuable person, even a non-Jew? Because you can, after all, you can give the erech of a non-Jew as well. And that discussion is going to take us to the next Mishnah, on Yudalad Amr Aleph, which is going to tell us how the halacha of stay achuza, that there's a set amount for which you could be poda, a stay achuza, after your makdashit, that too is sometimes a kula and sometimes a chumra. Then the Gemara is going to have a discussion, if a person is makdash a field full of trees, do we assume that he intends to be makdash both of them separately, the field and the trees separately, and therefore needs to be poda them separately? That would imply that he's makdish ba'ayim yafen makdish. That's the shita of Rav Huna. The Gemara is going to challenge Rav Huna from three different places, and ultimately is going to show that there's at least one time that holds that a makdish is ba'ayim ra'ohu makdish, that when a person is makdish asadeh with ilanos, the assumption is that he's doing it as one unit, and therefore when he's poded as one unit. And then the Gemara is going to talk about if a person is makdish with a halacha specifically related to either a field that can't grow anything or just trees, not a field with trees, just trees. So we'll discuss what the halacha is as far as being poteit in both of those cases, is what the halacha is in terms of does it go back at Yovel after you were makdishit, what the halacha is in terms of trying to buy it back 2 years after selling it to somebody else, and what the halacha is by Yovel after selling it to somebody else. In both the cases of a field that can't grow anything and the case of trees. And then the Gemara is going to discuss the difference between, we're going to explain the machlokas between the Lazar and the Tanakama as far as the state mikne is concerned, that there is this halacha, the set amount that you're poda stay achuza for. What's the halacha as far as the stay mikne is concerned, the field that you buy, not a field that is your ancestral inheritance. And then the Mishnah, the second to last Mishnah on the page on Amud Beis, is going to discuss how when a shorah muad kills an eved, sometimes that's a chumra, sometimes that's a kula. The Gemara is going to discuss why a shartam would be different and what way the halachos of a shartam would be different. Okay, so let's begin. Now, the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah, Yesh ba'arachin lahakel lahachner, that sometimes the halachos of erachin are a kula, sometimes they're a chumra. B'steachuzah lahakel lahachner, sometimes the halachos of steachuzah are a kula, sometimes they're a chumra. B'sharamuad, shehemis ha'evet lahakel lahachner, sometimes when a shoramuad kills an eved, it's a kula, and sometimes it's a chumra. Ba'onis u'mefate, b'moti shemra lahakel lahachner, if a man is ma'anis, or mefate a woman, or he's moti shemra on a woman, sometimes it's a kula, sometimes it's a chumra. Yesh ba'arachim lahakel lahachner ketzad, in what ways are rachim both a kula and a chumra? So here's the classic example. Echad she'arich es hana'ah shebi Yisrael, whether he decides to give the erech of the most beautiful Jew, the Eshakor should be sold, or the most ugly two, the least valuable, Nosin Hamishim Selah, he still has to give 50 Selah if the person is a male between the ages of 20 and 60. That's just the Erech that's decided by the Torah, regardless of the person's actual value. If he says, I'm going to give his damim, the person's monetary value, then you give as shavyo, you give for his actual value. So says Gemara, Yesh Parach Lahakel Ulahak Mekes, Anecha Sheherich, he said that whether you're married, the Na'a Shabi Yisrael, wait, the Yisrael in, Bobby Chavim Lo, can you only be married a Jew and not a non-Jew? That would mean that our Mishnah goes against Rav Meir. Titnan, Obi Chavim, Rav Meir, Roman Ne'erach, Avalomarech. Rav Meir holds that an Obi Chavim can be Ne'erach. You're able to be Marech, a non-Jew. It's just that a non-Jew is not able to be Marech himself. He's not allowed to make an Erech vow. So how come our Mishnah assumes that it's only Yisrael that you're making the Erech vow about? Says, well, no, I feel the same Rav Meir. We're even assuming like Rav Meir. Who had that you would have nani? And the truth is, I mean, if you're making a vow about somebody, it could be about another chabin as well. El nilsa agavurchi kamashmalad. What we're trying to tell, what the Mishnah is trying to tell us by giving an example of Yisrael is something else. Rav Yudah Merav. It's telling us a din of Rav Yudah Merav that we learn in Sechas Avodah Zara. Dam Rav Yudah Merav, asu adam shayomar, kama no'a kanani zeh. That it's also for a person to say how beautiful this kanani is. So, because that, as Rashi points out over here, if I'm not mistaken, Delotana es hanot shebeknanim l'fisha asir lahaskir shem noy al kanani kidraviu d'tziv lo sechanim lo sikelam chayin. That this is one of the ways to violate the isir of lo sikelam chayin, that you're not allowed to give chayin to an ovid chavim. So you're not allowed to say that he's not. The Gemara over there in the Sechas Avodah Zarah tells us that lo sechanim can mean three different things, that there are three separate surim that are including lo sechanim. You're not allowed to give chaniya b'karkei, you're not allowed to give residence to Eretz Israel, ownership of land in Eretz Israel, to an Eino Yehudi, and you're not allowed to give a matnas chinam, and you're also not allowed to give chayim. And this would be giving chayim by saying how beautiful this kanani is. The listing as hanot should be sold as hakor should be kanan. So says Mar, why can't the Gemara just say why can't the Mishnah rather give the example of a na'a should be sold and a kor should be kanan? Why does it have to say a hakor should be sold, the ugliest of the Jews? Says Mar, not the chan umma kavari. We'd like to keep it within one nation. Betray umma lo mari. The Mishnah is not talking about two separate nations. Below, is that really true that our series of Mishnayos are not talking about two separate nations? Bakatani Hagdola Shabakuna Besakatana Shabiswal. When the next Mishnah or in the coming series of Mishnayos, one of the next Mishnayos is going to talk about being Ma'anis and Mefata, a girl, that the payment you're going to make is always going to be the same and it's not going to vary based on who she is. It says Hagdola Shabakuna Besakatana Shabiswal. It does not say Hagadolah should be sold, Hakatana should be sold. So don't you see, we're willing to list two different types of people? He says, well, yes, two different types of people. Hasam Chad Umahu. It's two different types of people, but it's only one nation. They're all Jews. But we try to keep each Mishnah within the same nation. Elamak Mishut Kadishi Kohanim Tvei. It's just that Kohanim have a little bit more Kedusha than Israel. Viva Yisema. I did Kabbalah and Mr. Sefer, stay a chuzin in Israel, with Mishkachasa, with Kabbalah Mishkachasa, love and a chuzin in Mishmach, and Katanila, be Israel. But the other explanation of why we mention Israel over here is not because of Losichanim, nothing to do with giving a compliment to another Kabbalah. It's because the very next mission is going to talk about Steachuza. Steachuza is a halacha that does not apply to a non-Jew, and therefore we dafka set the stage by having the conversation about a Jew. It says Tosus on the top, wait a second, you mean to tell me there's no such thing as Achuza of an Eino Yehudi? They don't have Yerusha? It says in the Sechus Kiddushin, in the first paragraph of Zayin and Beis, that an Obi Chavim is Yoreshus Aviv Tvar Torah, that Mitha Raisa Gai is Yoreshus father. Yeah, says Tosus, but we come up with Lohelem Achuza Ba'aretz. They don't have an Achuza in Eretz Israel. And the din of stay Achuza is totally in having an Achuza in Eretz Israel. It's totally in having a Yerusha in Eretz Israel. The other point to make over here is that the Gemara had said that the reason, the first approach of the Gemara, is that the reason we chose the Lashon of Echad She'arich HaSadon HaShav Yisrov as a Parsha Yisrov, even though the same din would be true if it was, if you're Ma'arich HaGoi, is to tell me the din of, you're not allowed to say, Kama Na'anachri Zeh. So you're not allowed to say how beautiful Anachri is. So the Mishnah Dafka spoke about Yisrael, not to speak about another nation. And we pass from this halacha in Yerodea, so we put an Aleph, the Shulchan of Paskins, you're not allowed to speak the Shevach of Anachri, even to say, Kama Na'anachri Zeh, Bitzuraso. And certainly, Kalvachomer, if you're not allowed to say how good looking he is, you're certainly not allowed to speak about how wonderful his actions are. The Shavach Ma'asov, or to be Mechabiv Dover Mitvarov, or to talk about the wonderful things that he says. But if you do have to say something nice about him, you have to give some sort of praise, you should have Kavana to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he created such a Bria. Because the Gemara pretty much explicitly says that in Mesachas Avodah Zarah. Now the Arugas Abosev and Arachayim Siman on the Gimel, he was asked about a Maisa that happened, that there was a village where they were having Chanukas Abayis for a certain Nechbad, for a certain respected person, and among the Mesubim, well, among the people there at the party, was a certain non-Jew who was a very powerful person who could do a lot of good or bad for the Jewish people, in terms of taxing the Jewish people, of protecting the Jewish people, and they started making Mishaberachs for all of the Mesubim there, because that's what they would do as such a Su'uda. So one of the Mesubim said, you better make a Mishaberach for this non-Jew as well, because it's Tarkei Shalom. So certain Torah-oriented Jews started making a tumult about this, and he said, no, you're not allowed to say a Mishaberach for Nachri. So the Shoal said he didn't know what the issue would be. He said, you know, after all, when it comes to tzedakah, you're not allowed to give a maskina to a Nachri either. But yet, Refinus in Aniyah Yaakum, Im Aniyah Yisrael, Ripley Darkei Shalom, the Gemara Gittin says, and we passed in that in Shulchan Aruch as well. So you would think when there's a Chashash Eva, you're allowed to give Chayn to an Ovid Chavim as well. So the Arugas Apostle quotes the Magen Avraham in Simukuf Pei Tes, Magen Avraham in Birkas HaMazon says that if you have a Nachri in the house at the time of Birkas HaMazon, you're supposed to say the bracha, the nusach of Kein Yivarach Lasanu Kulanu Yachad B'nei Brits, and not just say that Hashem should bless all of us, because that would include the Nachri. So you definitely have to say a nusach that excludes the Nachri, because now that we've mevarich Nachri, it's including the Yisr of Lo Sichanim, of not giving them chayim. But he says that Yisr could be only when the mevarich is making the bracha kedarko, and he's including everyone in the bracha. So where you're not going to imagine that the guy would be appreciative of including him in the bracha if you're just saying the regular bracha of each plus all of us. So if the guy would not be appreciative of that bracha, he's not going to do anything good for you because of that bracha, then you're not allowed to give that bracha. That would be Lo Sichanim. But if you're expecting an ongoing relationship with this person, and he's going to notice that you are saying something about him, like in the case where you're giving a Mishaberach for him, and he's going to appreciate that there's a Mishaberach specifically for him, so then maybe it would be warranted to say the bracha. Meaning that the point being that Lo Sichanim pain is very much connected to Lo Sichanim Matnas Chinam. Just like Matnas Chinam is only when it's a Matnas Chinam, when you're expecting nothing in return, so too Lo Sichanim pain is when you're expecting nothing in return. But if it's going to be an ongoing relationship, it's not going to be a violation of Lo Sichanim pain. Okay, next mission. Says the mission, V'steyachuz v'lach v'lachner. The alachs of steyachuz are sometimes a pula, sometimes a chumra. Ketzad echad amakdish v'chulas hamachuz. Whether a person is makdish a field right near a city, which is the worst place to have a field because people trample all over it all the time, v'echad amakdish v'pardeso sabasti, or whether you makdish a field in the orchards of Sabasti, which is apparently the best place, nosin zerach ha-marsor l'chamish v'shakel kesef. You still have to be poda of the field for the same amount of money that the Torah sets, which is 50 shekel kesef, for the entirety of a Yovel period, for the full 49 years before the Yovel, and you do it in that ratio based on how many years there are left to the Yovel. But if it's a stay mikna, you just give it over the field as work. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with Lozor, but I can stay mikna, I can stay akuza, that no, even a stay mikna has this din of Chanishim Shachal Kesef. I, Mabe, and stay akuza and stay mikna. What then is the difference between a stay akuza and a stay mikna? Ship stay akuza, you know, sin chomesh, if a stay mikna, you know, no sin chomesh. By a stay akuza, you have to add an extra chomesh when the bailim is pulled to the field. That's the pasuk in Kol Yigal Sasada Amakdish. The pasuk says the Yosef Chamishas Kesef Erkecha Love Vikam Love, that you have to add an extra chomesh. But a stay mikne, even though you're podium for the Chamishim Shekel Kesef, you don't have to add a chomesh. That's Rabbi Lezer Shita. So Amrav Huna Hikdish Stei Sadeh Melei Ilanos Kishu Podan Podet Ilanos B'Shavyan V'Chozer Podet Karka Bezer Chomer Sa'orim. If a person is marked a field full of trees, when he's poded them, he has to be poded the trees separately from being poded the rest of the field. He's poded the trees for whatever they're worth, and he's poded the rest of the field based on this ratio of Chamishim Shekel Kesef for the amount of land that you can plant a Zerah Chomer Sa'orim. Alma Pesach Rav Huna Adam Makdish by Yafa Makdish. So it seems that Rav Huna holds that when you're Makdish, you're intending to be Makdish Ba'ayin Yafa in the most generous possible way, which means you're being Makdish as two separate units, the field and the trees. But I'll challenge you, Rav Huna, three separate challenges. Eisvei Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, Rav Nachman challenges Rav Huna first from our Mishnah. Echad Makdish B'chol Samachus, Echad Makdish B'Pardesos Sabasti. Pardesos are orchards that have trees in it. And what does it say? Losin Bezerachom Sar Lachamishim Shekel Kesef. You're pulled it simply by giving the ratio that's suggested in the Torah. Avalei Ru'uya L'Pardesos Kamina. No, the Mishnah doesn't mean it's an actual field with trees. It means it's a field that's Ru'uy to have trees. But if it actually had trees in a Hanami, you'd have to do two separate videos. Challenge number two. Esve Bezerah Eliel Bezerah. Sadek Fonim Sadek Hamim Sadek Ilanos Minayim. I would only know that this Chamishim Shekel Kesef applies to Bezerah. How do I know that if it's a Sadek Ilanos, it also applies? Tabalomer Sadek Mikol Makom. That it applies to Sadek Ilanos as well. So don't you see that Chamishim Shekel Kesef is the way to be put there, Sadek Ilanos. Amalei Hakanami. Poda V'chazer Poda. Yeah, it applies to Sadek Ilanos. But how are you Poda it? First by being Poda the trees B'Shavyam, and then using the Chamishim Shekel Kesef to be pulled to the rest of the field. Challenge number three, Eisvei, this is the longest one. Hik d'shloshi ilanos mimata asar lebeisa. If you match three trees in a way that's dispersed in the field, that makes sense to have trees planted there where they're properly spaced. Hareze hik d'shisakarka v'asilano shabeneihem. Then we assume that you're also being makdish the karka and the smaller trees that are in between those trees. And therefore, kishu poda, poda beisera komasorim, komishim shekel kesef, you're poda using the amount that's nikva in the Torah to be poda for. Puffs mekeno yesra kein, if they're spread out in the field, either more spread out or less spread out, O Sheikh Dishim Zeh Achazeh, or you weren't Makdish them at the same time, you Makdish one after the other, Hareza Lohikdish Loas Akarka Velos Hilanos Shabinein. Then you're only being Makdish. The trees, you're not being Makdish the land or any other trees in between them. Velo Od, Ela Filu Hikdish Hilanos of the Akarka Hikdish Karka. Even if you were Makdish the trees first and then Makdish the Karka, Kishu Poda Podes Hilanos Shabinein, Vechazu Poda Karka Bezer Chavasor, Vechamishu Shal Kesef. When you're Poda the trees for what they're actually worth, and then you put the rest of the karka for the amount that's specified in the Torah. Now, what's the raya? The raya is from the very first line of this raya. When we said that if you're makdish a set of trees that are properly spaced, so we said when you're poda, you're poda based on chomersar v'chamishim shekel kesef. So it sounds like you're not being makdish ba'ayin yafe, where you need to do two separate bidyons, one for the trees and one for the karka. That's only in the seifa of the Mishnah where you're makdish them separately. But if you're makdish them all at one time, then you're poda to them all at one time with the amount that it says in the Torah. So isn't this a raya against Rav Huna? So the chitema, maybe you're going to tell me, no, hachanami, poda v'chazer poda. Maybe the ratio here also meant that you're poda v'chazer poda, that you're poda multiple times. Gemara that can't be. Because some need safe a poda with chazer poda, the chal the reisha lo. Because if the safe was talking about a case where you poda and chazer poda, where you poda twice, then the reisha must not be a case where you poda multiple times. Ella hamani, Rabbi Shimoni, damra matish ba'ayin ra'a matish. No, maybe this brisa is not a kasha on Rahuna, because this brisa assumes like the shita of Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon happens to hold that when one is makdish, he's makdish ba'ayin ra'a. But that's not necessarily an indication that that we paskin that way. So Rav Huna paskin is like other tanoim hold that makdish is ba'ayin yafa. Where do we find that Rabbi Shimon holds that makdish is ba'ayin ra, makdish, that a person is not being as generous as possible when he's being makdish something? Titana, a makdish is a sadeh, hikdish is kula. If you're makdish a field, you're makdish everything in the field. Rabbi Shimon amalol hikdish, alochar v'amor kol sadeh nashikla. No, you're only being makdish the most major trees, oldest, largest trees that are really yonik from the field more than anything else. So you see, Rabbi Shimon holds that you're makdish ba'ayin ra. You're only makdish only elements of the field, but not all the trees in the field. Also, as Rabbi Shimon, if Rabbi Shimon is the author of that brisa, how do you explain the safe of the brisa? Aim of safe of lo de la vilu hikdish ilanosa v'acharka hikdish karta kishupoda podes ilanos b'shav yehen v'chosur poda be'zer v'chomer sor v'chomish v'shak v'kasav. The safe of the brisa says that if you're makdish the trees and the field separately, then you're poda them separately. But the Rabbi Shimon lays the boss of Pityo the lift through Agav Arayu. According to Rabbi Shimon, we should follow the time of Pityon, and at the time of Pityon, they're both already Kadosh, and therefore they should both be considered a single unit. Meaning what we're suggesting now is, in addition to the Shita that Rabbi Shimon has, that someone who's Makdish is Makdish Ba'ayin Ra'a, he happens to hold another Shita, that when you're being posed on a field, you don't look at how it was when you were Makdish it, you look at how it is at the Shas Pidyon. And at the Shas Pidyon, the Karka and the trees are both Hagdish, and therefore you should be both of them together. Where do we see that Rabbi Shimon holds that you look at how it is at the Shas Pidyon? The Shamimim, Rabbi Shimon, does the Basa Pidyon. We know from another Brisa that Rabbi Shimon says you look at the Shas Pidyon. The Tanya, Minayim, you look at Sodom Yavavikdisha. How do I know that if a person buys a field from his father, so it's a stay mikna, and then he's makdish it as a stay mikna, and then his father dies, so he would have been the Yoresh, so Minayim, Shatei Lufan of Kistei Achuza. How do I know it now follows the rules of Stei Achuza? Tamil Omer, Im Estei Miknasar, Sher Lomi Stei Achuzo, the Achuza, so that a stay mikna is only Sada Shena Ru'uya Leo Stei Achuza, Yatzushi Ru'uya Leo Stei Achuza, Div Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yudah, and most notably for us, Rabbi Shimon holds that a stay mikna can only be a stay mikna if it's a field that would never be your stay achuza. But if you're in line to yarsh in this field anyway, then it doesn't have the din of a stay mikna, it has the din of a stay achuza. Rameir says, no, we don't go quite that far. Minayim lokech sada me aviv umeis aviv b'char kach hikdisha minayim shetel v'chamik stay achuza. You know when it will have a din of stay achuza? If you yarshin, if you bought the field from your father, and then he dies and you yarshin it, and then you're makdish it. That's what, even though you initially took possession of it as a stay mikna, since in the end of the day it is a stay achuza by the time you were makdish it, that's when we treat it like a stay achuza. And where do I know that from? Talmud Omar, im estei mikna so, asher lo, mi stei achuza so. Sada she'en estei achuza, yatsuzu she'hi stei achuza. That a stay mikna can only be a field that's not already a stay achuza, but this field is already a stay achuza. So in Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, afilu kishuba acharkach meis av stei achuza havia. So according to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, it's a stei achuza even if at the time that you were makdish it was still a stei mikna. Why? Why would Rabbi Shimon hold that it has the din of a stei achuza if when you're makdish it's still a stei mikna? My time, imishum kra. Oh, you can tell me because the pasuk forces him to say that. No, there's another option of how to learn the pasuk. He could have learned the pasuk like Rabbi Meir, that the pasuk is only talking about if at the time that you were makdish it was already a stei achuza. Must be that Rabbi Shimon is assuming that not based on the pasuk, just that we followed the pidyon, and that the pidyon is at the time of the pidyon it was already a stei achuza. I don't care what it was at the time of the hakdasha. So that's the svara for Rabbi Shimon. So bottom line is, if Rabbi Shimon holds that we look at the time of the Pityon, then Rabbi Shimon cannot be the author of that brisa that we had on Amun Aleph. And if Rabbi Shimon cannot be the author of that brisa we had on Amun Aleph, you can't just say, oh, the brisa, yes, the brisa is saying that Makdish by Inra Makdish, but that's just Shitas Rabbi Shimon. No, we see it's someone other than Rabbi Shimon. So says Gemara, no, it is Rabbi Shimon that's the author of that brisa. Ah, you're going to tell me the Sefer doesn't fit because shouldn't we look at the Shas Pidyon? No, Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold any such din that we look at the Shas Pidyon. What's going on over here then? Why does he say that you treat this like a stei achuza when you're makdish it as a stei mikne? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, kra ashkechu v'darosh. It's a special pasuk. Im kein lichtav rachmana im es stei mikraso asher lo achuza so. My mi stei sada she'in ru'uya lo stei achuza. What did we learn from the word miste, meaning enoch rami? The pasuk could have been darshaned the way that Rameir darshaned the pasuk, but then it adds in an extra word, miste. From that miste, that's where we learn to go even a step further, that even if at the time that he was makdish, it was a ste mikne, but if at the time that he's poded, it's a ste achuza, you treat it with the dinam of ste achuza, but it's a gzeres hakasuf, and it's an exception to the rule. Normally, we would not look at the shas pidyon, and therefore the brisa on Amud Aleph could have been going like Shitas Rabbi Shimon, and therefore Rav Huna is justified in saying that if a person is makdish, he's generally makdish by Ein Yafa. Aye, the price indicates by Ein Ra'a. Yeah, but that's going like Rabbi Shimon. Okay, Amrav Papa, Hikdish Trushin. Now we're going to discuss what happens if a person is makdish fields that can't grow anything, and what happens if a person is makdish trees, just trees. So we're going to discuss if he's makdish it, what the din of pidyon is. If he's makdish it, what the din happens at Yovel. What happens if he sells it, what the din of pidyon is. And if he sells it, what happens at Yovel. So Hikdish Trushin, if it's a field that can't grow anything, Potem B'Shavyan, there's no din of Chamishim Shekel Kesef, you're potem at its actual value. My time, because when the Torah says the din of Shekel Kesef, Chamishim Shekel Kesef, Bezera Amar Rachmana, V'hani La B'nei Zriya Ninu. It's a Bezera, and these are not something that are B'nei Zriya. Loga Olan, Yotzim B'Yovel. If you did not redeem them previously, they're Yotze B'Yovel. They go out at Yovel. My time, Sada Amar Rachmana, Koldu, because the din of Yovel just says the word Sada, and anything counts as a Sada, even if it can't grow anything. Machar Trushin, Nigal and Pax Mishte Shanim. If you sell Trushin, you could buy them back within 2 years. Even though normally when you sell a regular field, you're not allowed to buy it back within 2 years. You have to let the Lokeach have it for a couple of years. My Taima, Mispar Shnei Tavuos, Amar Rachmana, V'Hav L'Av B'nei Tavua Ninu. Because when the Torah records that halacha of letting the guy keep it for 2 years, it talks about Tavua, and this field can't grow anything. Loga Alan, if you never redeem the field that you sold to somebody else, and this field that can't grow anything, Chazeres L'Bailim B'Yovel, it still goes back at Yovel. Why? Because when the Torah says that in my time, V'Shav L'Achuzaso Amar Rachmana V'Hainami Achuzihi, the Torah just calls it an Achuza, and this also counts as an Achuza. Hikdish ilanos pod de b'shavyehen. If you're makdish trees, you pod them for what they're actually worth. My taima base zera amrachmana velo ilanos. When the Torah tells me the din of chamishim shekel kesef, it says base zera, so that excludes ilanos. Lo ga'alan. If you were never goel your trees, ein yotzin l'kohanim b'yovel. They don't go to kohanim at Yovel. Why? Because when the Torah tells us that halacha, v'haya hasada amrachmana, and sada does not include trees, velo ilanos. Machar ilanos, let's say you sold trees, ein negalin pachas mishtei shanim, you're not allowed to buy them back within 2 years. You have to let the guy keep it for 2 years. Why? Because when the Torah says that halacha, shnei tevuos amrachmana, v'hani b'nei tevuos ninu. It's all dependent on its ability to produce peros, and a tree can also produce peros. Lo ga'alan, if you did not buy it back, ein chazeres l'bailim b'yovel, then does not go back to the bailim at Yovel. My taima, v'shav l'achuzaso amrachmana, v'lo ilanos. That goes back to its achuza, but not trees. Trees do not go back. So now, Amramar, Hikdishilanos poda b'shavyan. If you mark these trees, you should be poda them for what they're actually worth. Amai v'liktishu agav arayhu v'lifrakua agav arayhu. So why is it that you poda them what they're actually worth? Why don't we assume that you're makdish the land that they're on together with them, and therefore you should be poda them together with the land, and being poda the land should follow the normal rules of pidyon with the set amount. V'chitema ilam nosakdish aralo akdish. Oh, you're going to tell me, no, you're never makdish the land. You're only makdish the trees. Not true. If a person sells a dekel to his friend, you're kona the land underneath that tree all the way to the core of the earth. So, lav mi'it mar'Allah, not lav dafka the core of the earth, but ad atom, however far that goes. So shouldn't we assume that you makdish the land with it? Says, well, no. Lav mi'it mar'Allah, beba machnas taina. That the guy has to make a taina that he was supposed to get the land with it. If he doesn't make a taina that was part of the deal, then you don't get the land with it. Sada mikna nosin shavyo. As sada mikna, you give its actual value. So tan rabbanan b'michsas ma balvil mod l'fi shenemar zeruch omer sar mechamishim shak v'kesef. So yachlaf sada mikna kain. I might have thought that a sada mikna is included in this halacha of giving a set amount for the pidyon. So how do I know that it's not true? That's what the Tanakhama will say. Tanakhama will say that a sada mikna is not included in this halacha, and he darshans it from the pasuk when it says b'michsas. Rabbi Lezer Omer, nemer kan b'chishav, nemer lalon b'chishav, ma lalon dover katsuv, af kan dover katsuv. No, the pasuk says b'chishav by a sada mikna and by a steyachuza, just like by a steyachuza, it's a set amount, so to by a sada mikna, it's a set amount. So you have that din of chamishim shekel kesef by both of them. So you buy luhu. Rabbanan islu gzer shava, or mapple l'chomesh, or dim l'aslu gzer shava, v'laslu l'chomesh. Do the Rabbanan hold of the gzer shava, and they just use this gzer shava to link stay achuza and stay mikna, as far as the din of adding an extra chomesh is concerned? Meaning, maybe the Rabbanan who hold that a stay mikna ain't a chinami, you don't pay chamishim shekel kasef to be part of it, but there's still one halach of stay mikna that relates to one halach of stay achuza rather that relates to stay mikna, and that is adding the extra chomesh. Why? Because they do hold of this gezer shava that links them. Or maybe, odum lasu gezer shava, lasu chomesh. They just don't hold of the gezer shava at all, and therefore there are zero halachos of stay achuza that are going to apply to a stay mikna according to the Rabbanan. So Rava mistavra laslu gzer shava. It's most mistavra that there are no halachos that cross over from one to the other. There is no gzer shava because mi dekali rachmana chomesh gabi stay achuza the gabi makdish peso havelish nixuv naban kechad, because the Torah mentions a din of chomesh both by a stay achuza and by being makdish your house. So therefore it's nixuv naban kechad, and the rule is called nixuv naban kechad in melamdin. If the Torah gives me two places where you add a chomesh, we assume in melamdin there is no third place that you're going to add a chomesh. Ol mandir mar melamdin midgali rachman a chomesh b'meiser behema tahora ubehema tmeya havli tuva ve'in melamdin. And even if you're going to say shneksu v'ban kechad is melamdin, over here it's not really shneksu v'ban kechad. It's a lot more than shneksu v'ban kechad, because there are many other places in the Torah where you add a chomesh. So wherever the Torah does not tell me to add a chomesh, we assume that you're not supposed to add a chomesh. Tosfos is bothered by Akash over here. You know, generally speaking, this idea that Shneksuv Ban Kechad in Melamdin is a halacha in Binyanav, that normally you have a Binyanav, means you have a halacha that appears in one place in the Torah, so we apply it elsewhere in the Torah as well. So if it appears two places in the Torah, we assume it's not the rule, it's the exception. That's the notion of Shneksuv Ban Kechad. But here it's not about a binyanav, it's about a gzer shava. Meaning, shneksuv ban kechad does not overpower a gzer shava. If you have a gzer shava, then you link parshios based on the gzer shava, and you apply the halachos based on the gzer shava. So, ein hachinami, we want to say that there's no binyanav over here, but why doesn't the Tanakhama accept the gzer shava of Rabbi Eliezer? That's the kasha Tosfos is bothered by. So the Yavetz points out in the back of the Gemara, I'll tell you why, because ein adam dan gzer shava me'atzmo, that the Chum didn't have a Kabbalah for such a gzer shava, so they can't invent such a gzer shava. So the whole possibility was do they have the gzer shava or not? The answer is no, and then all you're left with is a possibility of learning a binyanav, and we're explaining why they can't learn a binyanav. Tanya kavasi de Rava v'lo mitame. We have a Braisa that says just like Rava, but not for the same reason. Tanya, b'michsas harkachai kishu akasav la'arachin ma'arachin ein mosav chamesh af sadamikna ein mosav chamesh. That the reason not mosav chamesh by sadamikna is not because of shakes and rabban kata. The reason not mosav chamesh by stei mikna is because there's a special link between stei mikna and arachin. That's why you're not mosav chamesh by stei mikna. Good, next mishnah. Again, we're continuing the series of Mishayas where you have a certain halakha in the Torah that sets a certain amount, and sometimes that's a kula, sometimes that's a chumla. The shorah muad shehemus is eved. The shorah muad kills an eved, lahakim lahakim, sometimes a kula, sometimes a chumla. Ketzad, echad shehemus as hanot shabe avadim, whether its name is the most beautiful of your avadim, bes hakara shabe avadim, or the least beautiful of your avadim, nosin shoshim sela, you still always pay 30 sela. Hamas ben chorin, but if you were to kill a regular person, nosin shavio, you would pay the person's actual value. Chaval b'zeh b'zeh, nosin hazik shalom. But if we were to do chavala on anybody, on eved, on a regular person, then no matter what, you would pay nezik shalom. So it is interesting that the Mishnah talks about killing the na'a sheva avadim or the ka'ur sheva avadim. Now, at the very beginning of the daf, we said that we're not allowed to say the word na'a when it comes to a kanani, when it comes to a nachri, because it's a violation of losichanim. We're not allowed to give chayin to a nachri. So how come the Tan over here says hana'a sheva avadim? We're talking about a nebet kanani over here. And we're saying that this is a na'a sheva avadim. So in the Birchas Kohen, it says the Chori, you see from here, that there's no iser to say that an eved is na'a. And he says the raya is from the iser of giving matnas chinam, which is also derived from lo sichanim, and the Torah says that you're allowed to give a matnas chinam to a ger toshav, because you have a mitzvah lahachayosav. And that's paskind in Shulchan Aruch as well, and the Sma and the Shach. So the Lechora, the same would be true, that you're allowed to say about a ger toshav that he's na'a, because it's all the same din, it's all the same pasuk of lo sichanim. So again, let's put the pieces together. If you're allowed to say, if you're allowed to give a matnas chinam to a ger toshav, then it's mistaver that you're allowed to say nice things about a ger toshav. And if you're allowed to say nice things about a ger toshav, say that he's beautiful, then kal v'chomer should be allowed to say that about an eved, because an eved is at least chayv mitzvos ki'isha. A ger toshav is only chayv and shev mitzvos b'nei noach. An eved is stronger than a ger toshav. So maybe this whole isra of lo sichanim doesn't apply to an eved. That's the suggestion that the Birchas Kohen makes. However, in the Doviv Misharim, he raises the kasha, and it's a very lechora obvious kasha to anyone who knows the Rashi in Maseches Gittin and the Rana Maseches Gittin, many Rishonim that raise the question of that discuss why is it that if a person is Meshachar Avdo, he's over Ba'aseh? Meaning, we know that's not really the question. If you're Meshachar Avdo, you're over Ba'aseh, because the Pasuk says, Lolan Ben Tavodi. You're supposed to keep your Eved. You're not allowed to be Meshachar your Eved. It's a violation of Menaseh. But the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Lazar was Meshachar Avdo in order to be Mashlim Aminyan. So the Kashi is, why isn't that a violation of the Olam Ben Tavodi? Why are you allowed to do that? So the Gemara discusses it, but the way the Rashba and the Ran understand the Gemara is that the Gemara is saying that it's not even a violation of the Olam Ben Tavodu, because the Isra to be Meshachar and Eved is based on the idea of Lo Sechanim, that you're not allowed to give them a Matnas Chinam. But it's not for chinam. You're doing it for your own benefit. You're doing it to be mashlim a minyan, and you need a minyan. You need to read Parsha Zachar, and therefore you need a minyan. So that's why you're being meshacharim. But the whole assumption is that the reason you're not allowed to be meshacharim an eved kanani is because it would be a violation of lo sichanim, or some form of lo sichanim. Isn't that a raya that lo sichanim does apply to an eved? So says the Birchas Kohen that maybe you're right, lo sichanim applies to an eved, but maybe what about our Mishnah that it says you're saying an eved that's not a beautiful eved? Maybe to say about an eved that he's not is not at all a shevach. Because what do you care if your eved is not or your eved is not either way, the eved is an eved. What you care about is whether he does good work or not, or doesn't do good work. It has nothing to do with whether he's not for you, whether he's good looking or not. So that's how he answers the kasha, that it's not a violation of those Sechanim, because it's actually not a compliment based on who he is. I'm not sure that that's a good answer. The Gemara says in Maseches Gittin about the son and the daughter of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, that they were sold as Avadim, and what? The masters were saying to each other that, look, we got so lucky, we have these beautiful avadim, and if we mate them with each other, we'll have more beautiful avadim that we'll be able to sell. So it wasn't about how strong they were at doing work, it was about their physical beauty, and apparently that has value on the slave market as well. So maybe for you to benefit from the slave directly, you care more about how much work he does or how good of a worker he is. But as far as the benefit of the value of the Eved and being able to use him to reproduce and to sell off Avadim in the market, that can be worth a lot more when they are very good looking. So I'm not really sure if that answer actually works over here. Now the Beis Halevi writes in the Tshuva in Chelek Aleph Siman Nun Tes that if a person has an Eved or even not an Eved, a maid or something like that, a non-Jew, who works for them, or an employee even, he's allowed to tell his friends, oh, this person is a Baal Derech Eretz, he works very well. But the reason is because that's going to be a toelus for you. And whenever there's a toelus for you, because the person is going to be a motivated employee, because you're giving positive feedback, so then it's not a violation of Lo Sichanim. Lo Sichanim is only when you mamish do it for free, when there's no toelus. Let's quickly just read this little piece of Gemara. B'muad in b'tam lo. Sounds like only by a sharmuad, if he's chovel, do you pay nezik shalim, but not by a tam. I lay masin still Rabbi Kiva, then our mission is going against Rabbi Kiva. Did not Rabbi Kiva omer af tam shechovel b'al d'mishalim b'mosin nezik shalim? Did even a tam that's chovel a person, you pay nezik shalim? So I feel the time of Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah could even be going like Rabbi Akiva. Who had didn't I feel the time nami? It could be that the time is also you pay nezik shalim. If I did, come by the Mishnah Seifa. Hamas Eved, Hamas ben Chorin, to be more who the Mishkachsa, the time lo Mishkachsa, Mishamachi, Katani Muad, that since it talks about the halach of paying Shloshim when it's Hamas Neved, or when it's Hamas ben Chorin, paying the full value, so that you only find by a Muad. That you don't find by a Tam. So that's why we talk about a Muad throughout the rest of the Mishnah when it comes to being Chovel as well. Okay, we'll stop there and Beth Shem will pick up at the Mishnah tomorrow.